You have never been more nervous in your life. Today is the day, after all. Today is the day all the boys in your tribe must go through an initiation rite. Today is the day you must give to the giving tree. You see me, your mother, come to you in your room. I'm wearing an outfit you've never seen on me before. It's a green body stocking that seems melded to my body, showing off the amazing curves of my breasts and ass. I look at you with hooded eyes and say in an authoritative manner, "It's time for you, little one. Today you will meet the giving tree. Come." I hold up my hand for you to take, and I lead you out of our hut to the center of the village. Around you, you see many other mommies, dressed in the exact same outfit as me, leading their boys like I am leading you to the giving tree. All the young men look rather nervous and scared, just as you feel now. You look up at me as I slowly walk, my sensual gait making my ass sway side to side. Your head only comes up to the height of my waist, so you can't take your eyes off the swaying of my hips. You look up at me and stammer out, "Mommy, I'm scared. I don't want to do this." But I don't even reply or look down at you. I just continue to lead you by the hand to the giving tree. We finally arrive at the tree. It has an enormous trunk about 40 feet in diameter. At the trunk, there are all sorts of little holes, about 3 feet off the ground. I lead you up to one of these holes and look down at you with thoughtful eyes. I pet your head slowly. "I have been training you for this moment, little one. I'm trusting that you will not fail me and will be a good boy. You will be a good boy, won't you?" You look up at me and nervously nod your head. I nonchalantly take your clothes off, leaving you completely naked. I softly cup your scrotum with one hand as I begin to slowly stroke and pet your penis, back and forth, back and forth. You look around anxiously, and you see the other mommies with their sons, all of them naked and all being slowly stroked just like you. I've done this to you many times back at home. I have called it the training. My large, soft hands stroke you up and down, and you've been instructed to breathe slow and deep during this routine. Many times, the pleasure was too much for you, and you cried out and shook as your penis erupted with rope after rope of white semen. Whenever you did that too soon, I would get very upset with you, and I would immediately place you on my lap and spank you, gripping your tender penis between my thighs as you would weep and come. Your penis would spurt out the last of your semen as I spanked you forcefully. You feel your shaft begin to expand and harden in my expert milking hands. I look down at you coldly. "Remember your training, dear. Breathe slowly. That's it. Breathe. Good boy. You are doing well." You are startled to hear the boy to your right and look over to see that his mommy is holding him against the giving tree. His penis is inside one of the holes. He has a shocked look on his face, and he is making frightened, gasping sounds. "Young man, don't look at the other boys. Keep your eyes on me. Good boy. Now keep concentrating on your breathing as I stroke you. If you were to shoot right now, I would be very angry. You don't want to make your mommy angry, do you, little one? No? Good boy. Just feel my hand stroke that penis back and forth, like I've always done. Breathe. Good boy. Breathe. Good boy. Now, do you know what's inside the giving tree, honey? Lots of elder mummies. They are the priestesses and leaders of our tribe. One of the elder mummies is going to test you, dear. And you must pass the test. As long as you do what I have trained you to do, you will do well. I can feel your penis quiver and throb in my hand. You are ready, little one. I suddenly take my hand off your penis and grip your buttocks. With one quick push, I press you up against the giving tree, your penis going into one of the small holes. You stammer out, "What? Mommy, I'm scared." And I just look down at you. Shh. Shh. Just wait, little one. You will feel one of the elder mommies soon. Remember your training. You feel your penis quiver inside the hole of the giving tree. You can tell it's just sticking out nakedly inside the chamber of the tree. You are stunned to suddenly feel a warm, large tongue against the head of your penis from inside the giving tree. Ah, I can tell the elder mommy has started on you. Very good. Can you feel that warm tongue of hers start to lick and lap at your penis head? Doesn't it feel wonderful and amazing? Yes, it does. Just relax, honey. I know it's scary. Just relax. Good boy. Just feel her coddle your little penis with her tongue, making it wet and sticky all over. Aw, I love those little gasps and sounds you're making. I can tell that it's making that penis of yours feel so good. Just close your eyes and feel her tongue work that wonderful little penis of yours. Good boy. You've closed your eyes and your head has fallen back as you become hypnotized by the wonderful pleasure going up and down your penis from the elder mommy's tongue. You suddenly break out of the haze you're in when you hear the boy to your right start to wail out and cry. You look over at him and see him pinned against the tree from his mommy, her hand pressing up against his buttocks firmly, just like I am doing to you. He is looking up at his mommy with wide eyes and a panicked look on his face. His breathing and whimpers stutter out of him. "Son, what did I tell you? Don't look at that boy over there. Look up at me. That's it. Good boy. Just ignore him. Then worry about yourself." You were shocked to feel the elder mommy's lips engulf the head of your penis and then travel all the way down your shaft to the base, completely engulfing you inside her mouth. You let out a sudden cry at the sensation. She has put you all inside her mouth, hasn't she? It's like nothing you ever felt before, isn't it? You see, as us mommies get older, the insides of our mouths get thicker and tighter. An elder mommy's mouth is full of spongy tissue and designed to wrap tightly around a boy's penis and suck everything out of him. You can feel that, can't you, darling? Her mouth feels like some hot, tight tunnel that is just wrapped around every bit of your penis. The spongy tissue envelops every contour of it, stroking you, milking you, sucking you. You have never felt so much pleasure in your life. It's like every suck of the mommy's mouth sends an electric shock through your penis, into your pelvis, and up your whole body to your brain. You're trying so hard to concentrate on your training, breathing deep and slow as you have been instructed. But you are worried that with every suck you are being brought closer to the point of no return. You look up at me with pleading eyes and whimper, "Mommy, Mommy, I don't think I can hold back." I look down at you with a stern expression. "You must hold it back. You must not come. If you come too quickly, that means your balls cannot be harvested to their full potential. It means you will be useless to the tribe. You must concentrate on your training, little one. Then you hear the boy off to your right scream and cry out, "Mommy! Mommy!" And his body suddenly goes into a frantic seizure. You can tell that he is coming harder than you could ever imagine possible. His anguished wails fill you with a sense of dread at what might happen to you. Do you see, son? That is what happens when you fail. That is what happens when you come too soon. That boy has been judged unworthy by the elder mommy, and she is sucking the life right out of him. You don't want that to happen to you, do you? No, I didn't think so. Breathe. That's it. Breathe. You can do this. But the elder mommy's mouth is relentless. She just keeps sucking and sucking, never letting up her machine-like rhythm over your helpless cock. Every thrust of her mouth over your shaft makes your entire penis throb and quiver. Trapped inside the spongy prison that keeps working you over and over. You feel your balls start to tighten up against your body. Your breathing becomes fast and staggered, and before you know it, you begin to shoot. Over and over again, you shoot white, hot ropes of semen down her constantly sucking mouth. You hear yourself wail like a little baby as the pleasure is beyond anything you've ever felt before. Her mouth just relentlessly tugs and tugs at your penis, every sudden spurt of semen down her throat. I look down at you with disgust. I shake my head from side to side. I'm so disappointed in you, little one. All those many months of training with my hands, stroking you. And you didn't last half as long as you needed to. I'm afraid you're quite worthless to us now. You are out of breath and lightheaded. Your whole body is tingling from the incredible orgasm you just experienced. If my hand wasn't pushing you tight against the giving tree, your knees would have buckled and you would have collapsed. Your body has fallen back into my arms, my enormous bosom supporting your head. You finally process what I just told you and look up at me pleadingly. You tell me you're sorry. You promise to be a good boy and do better next time. I just look down at you with my half-closed eyes and shake my head slowly. No, I don't think so, little one. I take my hand and thrust you back up against the giving tree, your penis once again trapped inside that little hole. Do you feel that, boy? She's starting on you again. And I bet that pathetic little penis of yours is so sensitive after that orgasm, isn't it? Yeah, I can see it is. So much whimpering and pleading from you. It's too late for that, little one. You didn't pass the test of the giving tree. And now there's just one thing left for you. The elder mommy inside the tree is going to suck and suck and suck until she has drained everything from inside you. Look over to your right, boy. Do you see? Do you see the withered body of the boy that failed? That's what's going to happen to you, little one. The elder mommy is going to suck every bit of fluid from your body, turning you into a little husk that I will just throw away. I know you're scared, but it's too late to go back, baby. It's too late. Now you're just going to get sucked to death. Aw, look at you, trying so hard to do your breathing exercises. They didn't work for you before, little one, and they won't work now. Try as you might, you cannot prevent the inevitable. Aw, is my pathetic little boy trying to get away? How pathetic. You cannot get away, dear. I'm holding your buttocks and pushing you tight against the giving tree, and I am much stronger than you. The elder mommy's mouth has formed an airtight seal around your penis. It's not going to let go until she's sucked everything from you. Just give in to it. You can't fight it. You can't stop it. Just know that when you go, you will experience the greatest orgasm a male can ever feel. It will be 100 times more intense than that orgasm you just had that made you wail and weep and shake all over. You will be screaming and coming for so long until there just isn't anything left of you at all. Shh. Mm-mm. Stop that pathetic whining. I will not make it stop. The elder mommy is going to drain you. You can't resist it. Just give into it. Give into it. It will all be over soon, little one. It will all be over soon. Feel that mouth of hers sucking and sucking. Her mouth owns that penis of yours. Aww, you're weeping. It's all so intense, isn't it? What a shame that you have to go like this. I wanted so much to have you and milk you and suck you for all you could give me. All through your short little life. But that won't happen now. Now you will truly give to the giving tree. This is it, honey. This is the end. Listen to me now, dear. Listen and obey your mommy one last time. Shoot. 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 That's it. Good boy. Good boy, you're coming so hard. Shoot. That's it. She won't stop sucking you. She's not going to stop. Keep shooting. Good boy. Shoot. Shoot. Oh, you're shaking and screaming so much. This is what it's like to be sucked to death, little one. You can't stop shooting, can you? It's just all coming out of you. Oh, my poor baby is being sucked to death, isn't he? Keep shooting, honey. It's all going to be over for you. I can see your body starting to get thinner. She's sucking everything out of you. Your eyes have rolled back inside your head, but you can't stop coming, can you? You can't stop coming. You sound like some wailing, trapped animal now. I bet your brain is being sucked out of you. You can't even think anymore, can you? Poor, pathetic little boy. Couldn't stop himself from coming. This is what you get. Sucked to death. Sucked until nothing is left in that weak little body. Good boy. In the end, you have been a good boy, giving everything of yourself to the giving tree. Your body is still shaking and quivering from that sucking, even though you don't know who you are anymore. You can't stop coming into her mouth, letting everything out of you. Good boy. Your body is withering in my arms. It's going limp, but I'm holding you against the giving tree, making sure she gets every last drop out of you. And she's still sucking and sucking and sucking.